We begin. There's new faces here, and it's nice if we explain the process to you all. Welcome, everybody, to Council, and these are very important hearings for us, and we welcome you all here to sit as long as you like. Today we have a couple of submissions that are going to be accompanied by a translator, Patrick McGarvey. I don't know if Patrick's actually here. Oh, good. Hello, Patrick. And we are unable to get the technology for simultaneous translation today, but we can tomorrow. So we're going to have to allow some extra time because we do not have the technology. The submitters are only speaking for 10 minutes, but the translation aspects that they require may require some more time. Tomorrow, it will be fine. We'll have the simultaneous translation. So with the support of council colleagues, are you fine with that? We'll get the technology. It's coming in. And then tomorrow will be fine. Thank you for that. And so all submitters, so you know and understand, at 5 minutes, there's a little ding, and then again at 9 minutes. And if your whole time is taken with speaking, and that's entirely your choice, then there is no time for questions. But we managed to do a little bit of wriggling yesterday, and I tried to be fair there. And also throughout the day, often submitters who were notified are unable to meet the time, so we get a few gaps throughout the day that emerge naturally by some submitters not being able to come at that time. We try to fit them in later, so we've got to be a little bit flexible. This is about submitters having a chance to come before us as councillors. So welcome everybody, and firstly, if I take apologies, and I've got one here from Councillor Maxwell for lateness this morning, and we recorded Councillor Rokawa Tate yesterday. Are there any further apologies? There appear to be none. Do I have a mover for those apologies? Thank you. Seconder. All those in favour, please say aye. Contrary? Carried. We also have to move recommendation one, that the report, the proposed Te Aroha partnership model submission hearings, so it's the whole body of hearings, be received. Do I have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Kent. Seconded, Councillor Hunt. All in favour? Contrary, carried. Thank you. So now we begin by inviting Veronica Morgan. Submission 96, page 38 in our booklet. Welcome, Veronica, and feel free to be comfortable if you need a drink. And do bring the microphone. That's another little point. People at the back like to hear. We can hear you. Bring it pretty close to you. You can move this bit. Yes, I can hear. Is the buzzer on? I can hear you.
Oh, that's great. It's handy to have it on, yes.
It is. Thanks, Veronica.
Well, good morning. My name is Veronica Morgan, as you know, and I have been a ratepayer in Rotorua for the past 44 years. I've come here today to support my submission that I'm against the Te Aroha Partnership Plan. I'm not anti-Māori or against Te Aroha having some involvement. I'm against unelected appointees being given voting rights. There are three vulnerable areas to this plan. One, disproportionate power to one interest group, giving unelected people power over fellow citizens, and spending ratepayers' money on a parallel system that will divide the community. The Local Government Act of 2002 says maintain and approve opportunities for Māori to contribute to local government decision-making processes. The Act incorporates all Māori, not one particular iwi, and there is no mention of being part of decision-making with voting rights. We're very lucky in Rotorua to have three Māori-elected council members, plus a couple more who have Māori affiliation. And I cannot understand why these council members can't bring to the table the needs of Te Arawa. To have such a number of Te Arawa bringing their needs to council and to give them voting rights as well will make for a very lopsided council, and the needs of the rest of the community will be drowned out. I'm also concerned about the resource management decisions, given that they will be made by those who have a vested interest in the outcome. This will adversely affect potential investment in Rotorua. We need investment and future prosperity for the whole of Rotorua. I wonder if you have looked at the democratic governance model. I'm sure others have mentioned this before me. It seems to me to cover everyone's opinion, giving everyone a chance to make a difference. It has a Māori Policy Advisory Board who would give input to the council of elected members, and there would be a Community Policy Advisory Board made up of individual and interest groups who would lobby the council via councillors' clinics, public hearings and the media. But in the end, it would be the council elected by and solely accountable to the people who make the decisions. It concerns me deeply to see the good that could come from this council being negated by this partnership plan that will divide the community. I think the council are doing some great things. We're not anti-Māori, and there are a lot of Māori people in need of help, but this plan won't do anything to change that, because most of these people are not Te Arawa, and they need someone to be there for them also. Te Arawa do look after their own and have made a great difference here in Rotorua, some for the good and some perhaps not so good. We don't always, every one of us, agree. But I also remind councillors that poor performing councillors can be elected off council, but there is no way that unelected appointees can. I also believe the Treaty of Waitangi was about the Māori and the Pākehā learning to live together. This is going to do nothing for that. We're all New Zealanders and we should work together on a level playing field. If we go down this track, it will only divide the community. There's also the problem about the money. I don't believe that a board with a chairman and 6 or 7 unelected appointees with the necessary admin personnel and overheads will only cost $250,000 per year. I don't know, but I think that the sums most probably have not been done fully. And it will be too late later on to say, sorry, oh gosh, we made a mistake. It is hard enough as it is to pay the extra each year as rates rise. But I feel with this very large amount being added, rates next year will rise alarmingly. I'm on a single pension, and making that go round now is hard. I believe a Māori Policy Advisory Board is the way to go, and you should look at the democratic governance model, which would cover everybody and give Māori the input they need, plus open it up to so many other groups. This would unite everyone in the community and be something to take to the rest of New Zealand and show them how we in Rotorua work together. It could be a model for many other centres. We need to be seen to unite the community, not divide, as I feel the Te Arawa Partnership Plan model will do. And I thank you for listening and giving me the opportunity to put my point of view.
And we've got time for questions. So are there any questions? There appear to be none. It was so succinct. Oh, sorry, Councillor Donaldson.
Thank you, Your Worship. Veronica, I just wanted to clarify one point. You've, all through your submission, and what you've just said verbally. You referred to having voting rights on council. You do understand it's the model only suggests voting rights on committees of council, and that full council meetings would only be the mayor and elected councillors?
Oh, sorry, it's gone off again. It must have just gone off. I didn't touch it. It went off automatically. As you can tell, I don't like microphones. I've never actually ever spoken in a microphone before, so... Yeah, no, I pushed it back on again. It went off automatic. I didn't even touch it, and it went off. No, I wasn't fully aware that that they weren't on the full council. That just on the yes. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now we ask David Phillips and Sylvia. Also, do you want to come to the table with Dave? You are a submitter. You want it, your own. Sydney, yep. David. And for councillors, that is page 40.
Good morning, and thank you for giving your time to hear my comments. My name is David Phillips. I'm a New Zealand citizen, and I've lived in Rotorua for the past 7 years. I have serious concerns about the proposed Te Arawa Partnership Plan. My understanding is that the current problem arose out of the recommendation of the Hovell Report that Rotorua Council needed to improve its communication with Māori, all Māori, not just Te Arawa, which was not mentioned. My first concern is it gives a minority group, approximately only 12.5% of the Rotorua population, undue influence at council, and this is divisive within the community, as can be seen by the furore that has arisen in the local press and the sheer numbers of submissions to council, which I gather is unprecedented. It's only human nature. Other groups will inevitably seek parity and the same privileges. Other Maori groups will want parity, and who will deny them? What about Asians? What about the business community that provides so many jobs? Grey power, people living on single incomes. I'm afraid I think you're opening a Pandora's box. Fueled by envy, it's only human nature. Budgetary implications. There is a lack of transparency over the budgeting, with no detail given as to attendance fees, travel costs, accommodation, or secretarial support to arrive at the quoted figure of $250,000 per annum. Even if that figure is accepted, and why should it be given the council's poor record at financial projection, four more boards and attendees would raise that quoted figure to $1.25 million. Does no one think about the ratepayers? We're all New Zealanders together, regardless of ethnicity. We're fortunate to live in a civilised part of the world that rejects apartheid on any basis, whether it's by colour, religion, or ethnicity. As it stands, the proposal seems to me to be divisive and racist. The council needs to reconsider the full implications of this backward proposal and the possible acrimony and discord it will inevitably foment within our currently pleasant and peaceful community. I sincerely hope that the council will reconsider and look for a fairer way to communicate with Māori as required and find a solution that does not disadvantage the rest of the community. Accordingly, I'm totally opposed to all aspects of the Te Arawa Partnership Plan, as in its current form, it appears ill-conceived and not as has not been properly thought through, either by the council or its authors. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Councillor Gould.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, David, for your submission. I'm quoting for the council's records on page 40. You put, is there another option or arrangement? You're talking about various boards. How would you talk about the voting rights on the boards and who would be appointed, and would it be accepted by council? You know, that's...
Well, the assumption that I've made is that if Te Arawa are given voting rights on subcommittees, then any other boards would be given parity and equality. So, I mean, that would raise the resources needed.
Thank you.
Thank you for your presentation, David. Would you be in favour of reverting to the Māori Advisory Board that we used to have?
I understand that that worked successfully in its early days, and it encompassed all Māori without any voting rights on subcommittees. So, yes, I would be in favour of that sort of model.
Good morning, and thank you very much for coming in today. I just wondered, you amongst others have risen the concern about cost of paying boards. Do you support currently, and I'm not sure if you're aware on council, we have a tourism board, we have an economic development board called Grow Rotorua, we have a number of boards that currently give advice to council and recommendations, and we pay them for that, or the ratepayer does. Do you support that at the moment?
I take it that these boards are provided to give expert advice, but they don't have voting rights. Is that correct?
They do make recommendations.
Voting rights?
No, they don't.
No,
But we pay them.
Yes. Well, that's understandable, because if it includes, say, the business community, time is money to them, so they would need recompense for their time. So there's nothing wrong with reward in principle.
Right, so you don't object to paying people for the expert advice?
Not when council have asked for it, no.
Questions there? Thank you for your submission and taking the time to do it. Oh, yes, you have got time.
I just need to clarify. Thank you, David, for your submission. I just need to clarify your line of thinking, because you're opposed to Te Arawa having two votes and membership of two subcommittees, but you're in favour of a Māori Advisory Board, which we had we've had for 20 years, which they vote, they paid, and they can make recommendations direct to council without it going through a committee. So I'm just confused as to where your logic is that having the votes at the subcommittee level debated there, with council having the overarching say without Te Arawa at this council table meeting, that there is protection there for the ratepayer.
Oh, that one, thank you. Sorry, could you repeat the first part of your question?
Opposed to the Te Arawa partnership model as proposed.
Yes.
In the past and over the last 20 years, we've had a separate Māori Advisory Board.
Yes.
Okay, which could make direct recommendations to full council. Council then had the right to reject or accept those recommendations. So wouldn't it be more advantageous to get sound recommendations, that there be two Te Arawa people on those two select committees, with the same proviso that the full council has the opportunity to reject or accept, without their influence, those recommendations?
I don't follow your logic. If it worked successfully before, why is it? Why do they need a vote which they didn't have before?
Thank you. And thank you for answering. You get caught, don't you, on the back foot there. But thank you for your submission. There are no further questions.
Thank you.
And now we are Sylvia Phillips. Mrs. Phillips. Page 40. Good morning, Mrs. Phillips.
Good morning. I'm Sylvia Phillips. I live in Rotorua. And thank you for letting me come today to make my submission. I feel that it's quite wrong to divide our town along racial lines, giving one small section of society rights and privileges not afforded to any other group. It's undemocratic and it's socially divisive, and that in turn leads to strife. I agree that Te Arawa and everybody else should be able to express their views to council, be heard, and their views respected. But I consider the Te Arawa proposal to be total overkill, considering they are already well represented on Rotorua Council. As Winston Peters says, have we learned nothing from the 1960s and 70s freedom marches against apartheid and the colour bar and all men being equal? Winston also said of similar proposals in New Plymouth, having people plonked on the council will be treated as second-class citizens if they are not elected democratically on merit. I feel we should be going forward in the 21st century as New Zealanders and not being divided on racial lines and skin colour, which I find totally abhorrent. I am unsure how many races now call New Zealand home, but although everybody has their own customs, we need cooperation and tolerance to move forward and continue living in our peaceful community. Our political system is based on citizenship and not ethnicity. Any move to install race-based representation will surely alienate all of those of us who hold the one person, one vote dear. I'm completely against this undemocratic proposal. I hope the council will reconsider and find a fairer way forward for us all. I do not want to live in a town where all men are equal, but some men are more equal than others. Thank you.
Do we have any questions? Councillor Gould.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for your report, Sylvia. For the council's records, I'm quoting from page 40, what aspects of Te Arawa partnership model. This would give disproportionate power to one group of Rotorua society, and yet all the elected people of Rotorua have got the right to vote for councillors. So on one hand, you're giving everybody the right to vote to councillors, and on another hand, you're saying that you're giving an extra power to one group, and yet all citizens have got the right to vote for the councillors.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're getting at. I'm saying that the Te Arawa are the undemocratic, the people who are getting rights without being elected. I'm not saying I think the councillor. I don't understand what you're saying.
Clarified your position perfectly.
Oh, thank you.
Councillor Bentley, did you have a question?
Sorry, thank you for your submission. Which option do you favour for Māori representation within council?
I don't favour any of the ones put forward by the council, but I have looked carefully at the democratic model that's been put forward, and I think that is much more inclusive and will pave the way to more harmonious relationships with everybody in the community, because I'm not at all racist, I'm not. But I don't feel as though it's fair just for one small section of society to be getting all this privilege when there are so many other people here. Thank you.
Okay. Welcome, Elaine. Page 50. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm here today to voice my views on the Te Arawa partnership proposal. I'm fervently opposed to the proposal, both options 2 and 3, as advanced by the Rotorua Council, Either option is completely undemocratic. The democratic governance model advanced by the Rotorua Pro-Democracy Society stands within democratic boundaries, and for that reason I support it. Followers of the Te Aroa Partnership Plan apparently place no value on democracy. Democracy's definition is government by the people, in which the supreme power is vested in the people and exercised directly by them or by their elected agents under a free electoral system, or in other words, in the words of Abraham Lincoln, government of the people, for the people and by the people. A desirable type of governance, one would have thought. The Te Aroa Partnership Plan supporters have also said that democracy does not serve minorities. Democracy is the only system that does protect minority rights. Minorities are protected through the establishment of law. Other systems are far more authoritarian than democracy. Systems such as dictatorships, tribal, feudal rule, none of which have ever worked. Oppression, executions, terror, tribal war, slavery are common. No human rights. Most of the people in repressed countries aspire to achieve democracy. It represents freedom and equality. Representative democracy has its faults. Politicians are frequently self-serving and do not necessarily reflect the values and concerns of the people. However, pressure can be brought on these politicians and their parties, and they can be voted out by free and fair elections. This is the essence of democracy, and that democracy should be sacrosanct. Otherwise, the slide begins into some other form of unjust rule. The following points, I believe, why I and other citizens have raised their voice in protest to the Te Aroa Partnership Plan. Unelected people getting onto council. The plan and process allows for disproportionate representation. The plan has triggered a huge divide in the community. Financial costs will escalate and ratepayers will again wear the cost. The Rotorua Council is deeply in debt and should be reducing said debt, not incurring more. The proposal is morally corrupt. It has damaged our faith in local governance. And the partnership plan is premised on faulty and illegal grounds. And lastly, if the partnership should proceed with either option 2 or 3, it will likely trigger judicial review, further adding to Rotorua City's mountain of debt. It's clear from letters to both the Daily Post and the Rotorua Review that the citizens of Rotorua are clearly deeply disgruntled, to say the least, with a partnership plan. This plan attacks fundamental political rights which have been developed over centuries. Alan Barnes, Daily Post. Some more excerpts. It is wrong for a democratically elected mayor and some councils to abuse their oaths by trying to water down democratic government. Jay Fleming. The appointment of unelected people by one interest group would be undemocratic. Rex Charlton. There should be nobody on the council funded by ratepayers of Rotorua unless they are actually democratically elected by the people of Rotorua. This is unlawful. Bill Munro. No interest group in a democratic society should have voting rights that are greater than any other democratic group. Hal McGill. If democratic principles are not observed, New Zealand as one nation, one people, one rule is in for a contemptuous future. Terry McConkie. We need A, policies that unite the community, and B, policies that decrease, not increase debt. Neil Kennedy. Principles of administrative law require the Rotorua Council to act equitably and to treat all parties equally. Mark Collett. If we don't defend democracy, we'll become to regret it sooner or later. Bruce Moon. We, the citizens of Rotorua, decided at the last election who we wanted to vote on our behalf. That's the basic principle of democracy. Harry Brasser. Our democratically elected councillors will find that as time progresses, they will be outvoted and superseded. John Smale. There's a litany of reasons why the council proposal is offensive and should be rejected. Jack Shallard. The mayor's new brand of democracy will mean rule by an elite, an oligarchy. Eddie Haler. Why are the mayor and supporting councillors prepared to ditch hard-won democracy, something some countries only dream about? Paul Carpenter. I was taught that others were my equal and that in democracy none were either stronger or weaker than me. John Pates. New Zealand, as have other nations, have gone to war with external powers seeking to overthrow the legitimate government of sovereign states. In recent times, there's been much made of the commemoration of the contribution of ANZAC to New Zealand's survival as a free and democratic nation.
Excuse me, your time is up.
I timed this at 8.5 minutes.
That was five, you're right.
New Zealand, as with other nations, have gone to war with external powers seeking to overthrow the legitimate government of sovereign states. In recent times, there's been much made of the commemoration of the contribution of ANZAC to New Zealand's survival as a free and democratic nation. These commemorations recognise sacrifices made to preserve our statehood, and they fought for democracy. They didn't fight to see the blanket of democracy destroyed by domestic politics that undermined the right of New Zealanders. My pictures, please. My father went to World War II to defend democracy. He did not say much about it, but what he said was enough. The terror, the danger, the noise, seeing his best friends blown to pieces. My father, James Alfred Mander, was in the New Zealand Exploratory Forces, the Divisional Signal Section, and it was his job to repair communication lines at the front. He survived, but suffered shrapnel wounds in his leg that plagued him the rest of his life, and he was a much traumatised man when he turned to New Zealand. There he is in Egypt, 1943, a skeleton of his former self after having contracted dysentery. Photo two, please. There he is in Rome in the middle of the war, 1944. Photo three, please. The Rotorua Tern Cemetery, where my father is interred. Photo four, please. Lest we forget, there's the poppy fields. All soldiers that saw active duty went through hell to save our nation from tyranny and to preserve freedom and democracy. They made huge sacrifices for us, these New Zealand soldiers, and their sacrifice was to preserve our way of life. We make a big thing every year about ANZAC, just having celebrated 100 years. We pay tribute to the courage and dedication to our national, as our national anthem says, to these men who defended our free land. Respect these New Zealand soldiers from all walks of life and many differing ethnicities of differing political persuasion of diverse backgrounds. These individuals who saved us all from domination and preserved a free New Zealand. Respect them. Do not tamper with democracy. Do not make us unequal. Preserve their heritage and keep New Zealand as one nation. Government of the people, for the people, and by the people. Do not sanction the Te Aroha Partnership Plan and show total disregard for these valiant and heroic combatants. Throw the Partnership Plan on the scrap heap where it belongs.
There's time for one question. There appear to be no questions. Thank you for your submission. Could I ask, Eugene is here? Oh. Pardon?
Eugene and Dorothy, the next one up there.
We haven't got Eugene and Dorothy. Not yet. We're 10 minutes early, so we'll do what we did yesterday. Don McPherson or anybody who's up. Don, are you happy to come to the table now? Thank you. That's very flexible. So we're now looking at page 77, submission number 580.
Oh, good morning, everybody, and
good morning.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. Personally, I think the partnership with Te Aroha is a good thing. I think that the district will benefit from some of the input of some of the, senior members of Te Aroha, who are very... a lot of wisdom and a lot of experience. However, I do think that I see it as no different from the health ward or the regional council or, in fact, the district council. I think the members should be elected by the people. And and that takes any... what's the word? Any aggro, is that the word? Away... But I do think that the whole district will benefit as a whole, from Tiara's input. That's all, basically all I have to say. Thank you.
In saying that, we have got time for questions because you were so brief. Councillor Sturt.
Thank you very much, Don, for your submission. What we're grappling with as elected representatives is what's the platform for that engagement with Te Arawa. Do you have any suggestions? Obviously, in your submission, you've said you don't want unelected representatives involved. Would you support the current model that we've got with the Te Arawa Standing Committee and all Maori wards, or the pro-democracy alternative of having a separate Maori advisory board and a community advisory board?
Could you turn your microphone on, please? Thank you, Mr. McPherson.
Sorry about that. I think there should be. Well, I'm not quite sure how the system would work. In that, I presume Te Arawa would have a board who would represent them in conjunction with the council or with the councillors in the district. But I do, as I say, I think they should be elected by the people, and that way that takes any controversy away. But I know a lot of Te Arawa people. Various different walks of life, who I think the district would benefit from their input.
So, in your view, you trust Te Arawa?
Yes, I do. Just a couple of people who I've know very well: Derek Morohu, Annette Sykes. A couple of those people there who I think are very. Have a lot of input and a lot of experience, and I think would, as I say, not just benefit Te Arawa, but the district. But I really do emphasise the need for those people to be elected. Yeah.
Could I ask a question? Because there was no other hand. Oh, there is, but I'll jump in here, Councillor Donis. If the Te Arawa board had elections themselves to that board, would you perceive that at all as being, we've got to try to make some sense of this? Would that make the community feel more comfortable that they are indeed elected to that board?
Well, I think if their committee should come up for election, as do the councillors and the people who get elected, say, to regional council, to the health board, or for any other position of, obviously it's going to affect the whole district and the things that happen. So therefore, everybody should have a say in who's making the decisions.
Milton,
thank you, Don. I just wanted to clarify from what you've said and what you've written in your submission. So your submission says you want to elect decent people, not have ethnic representatives, but then you said that you, just now, that you support the regional council system of wards, and they have wards, a Maori ward, which is based on ethnic representation. So just to clarify, you would have no objection to a Maori ward per se. Is that
no,
what you're saying?
No.
You're not saying that?
No. It's right. Just as long as people have the right or to say, well, yes, or, put their weight behind it, or if they don't want to support it, then they should have the right not to support it. Thank you.
Have we got, Dorothy. Dorothy is here somewhere, I hear. Thank you. And Patrick, do you want to come to sit at the table with Dorothy? Now, I can assure those here that, Dorothy, good morning, Dorothy.
Morena.
We couldn't get the right, what do you call it, simultaneous translation. So we will allow you 10 minutes speaking time, but we'll turn our clock on and off and on and off for the translation.
Take the break.
And we are looking at page 174, submission number 1538. Good morning, Dorothy.
Tēnā tātou.
Greetings.
He mō kāpuna hau o ngā pai maunga o Pairoa. Ka rere ka waunui te rangi marie. Ko te mihi wairua o kaura tāra mamai. Wai o tāpu rere ana ki te waikato. Anei he uri whakatipu mai kui, rawa ko kuini e. Tēnā rā koutou katoa, ko whawa te tūpuna, mai te waka o te arawa. Ko tahu hoki te tūpuna, ko te maunga Pairoa. Ko rua wawata ka noho o uri, kei runga korua whenua. Tūpuku wai o tapu. Ko Dorothy Raro tōku ingoa.
My name is Dorothy Raro.
He uri ahau o ngā whānau Tanirau, Tautika me ngā Mātenga.
I'm a descendant from the families of Tanirau, Tautika and Mātena.
Kei te hia ahau ki te mihi atu ki o mātou tūpuna. I mahu e te whenua ki a mātou, te tiaki mō ngā whakatipuranga kei te whai.
I greet you all today, greet our ancestors who left us the land to look after for the future generations.
I noho ōku tūpuna, i roto o te rohe o Waiatapu. I mui te tāinga mai o Tauiwi ki tēnei whenua.
My ancestors lived in the region of Waiatapu before the arrival of the European to live on this land.
Ko Reporoa te ingoa o te rohe i nāne.
Reporoa is the name of this place now.
I tupu ake ahau i reira.
I grew up there.
I kuraina i reira.
I went to school there.
Kua hoki atu ahau me taku whānau ki reira ki te tiaki o mātou whenua.
Me and my family have returned to look after our land.
Ko ahau he uri o ōku tūpuna nei i mahu e te whenua mai make tū ki Tongariro ki te tiaki.
I am a descendant of my ancestors who left us the land from Makitū to Tongariro to look after.
I te rohe nei, kei rato ahau i ngā whenua hurirauna i te rotorua nui a kahumata momoi. I ngongo taha, i roto iti, i te whakareorewa, i roto mahana me i Waiatapu.
I belong to all the land from Rotorua, Lake Rotorua, to Nono Taha, to Roto Iti, to Whakarewarewa, to Roto Mahana, and to Waiatapu.
Kātahi i whakamaumahara tātou i te rāhoroi kua hipa i ngā hoia i haere ki te pakanga tuatahi me te pakanga tuarua.
Let us remember on Saturday the soldiers who went to fight in the First and Second World Wars.
Arā, i maumahara hoki te katoa o ngā hoia, i whawhai i ngā pakanga hurirauna i te ao, i ngā tau kua pahure.
In remembrance of those who went to fight the great battles throughout the world.
He rangi mīharo.
This was an auspicious day.
I maumahara tahi tātou, ko rātou e whawhai mo te painga o tātou oranga.
They fought for our freedom and our well-being.
He oe no, e hara e ngā tūmomo pakanga, ngā pakanga nui iho, kei wainga i a tātou.
However, those weren't the only battles that were amongst us.
Kei te pakanga tonu mātou, ngai Māori i ara.
We Māori are in constant battle every day.
Mō mātou reo rangatira.
For our language.
Mō mātou whenua.
For our lands.
Mō mātou tino rangatira, te mea, te mea, te mea.
To control also our destiny and other matters.
I tēnei wā tonu, kai te maumahara i a rātou, mā, I tukino o mātou whenua, hei tuapapa mō te taone nei.
I now remember them who gifted this land as a foundation for this town.
Kai te hiau ki te huri, ki te reo Pākehā, kia marama pai I tahi atu o ngā kōrero, ka whai ake.
I will now speak in English to make more clearly what I would like to say.
In my view, democracy is not about a one vote, one voice. Democracy is about allowing voices of smaller groups to be heard so that the majority don't and remember to include us. That is the foundation on which I believe this country, and in particular I point to the Treaty of Waitangi, and its aspirations to come together as initially two peoples. Now we have lots of peoples. And when I say democracy is about a forum to allow smaller groups to be heard, yes, I am very aware of lots of other ethnicities now living in Rotorua and its environs. However, I'm very mindful of the gift, in particular that Ngāti Whakaue, and on which the foundation of Rotorua has been built on. And it is for that reason that I believe the Te Aro proposal model is all-encompassing. Every day when we go to our marae, we speak about manaakitanga, aroha ki te tangata. Manaakitanga being looking after people and love for all. It is those two values in particular, and there are lots more, that I see us encompassing all other ethnicities. Because Te Arawa, this is our home. We're not going anywhere. We will be here for many, many years to come. That's all I have to say in English, really. I just want to finish off my little 10 minutes with the rest of my kōrero. Koira. Kei te inoi atu kia koutou. Te hunga e noho ana I rungi I te kaunihira. Kia tū mai, kia tū kaha, orite ki ngā hoia I mui I te mura o te ahi. Kia whai wāhi mō mātou, ngā kanohi me ngā reo o te aroa, kia noho I tō koutou taha ki te whiriwhiri kōrero, ki te whāriki hia o tātou wabota.
My request to you, the council, is to be courageous, to be strong, just like our soldiers did once upon a time as they went into battle, so that we have a place, we are represented, and our voice of Te Arawa is heard, and we can sit alongside you and deliberate and discuss our vision. In due time...
Mā te wāpea, ka ki te mātou, te oranga pai, mā tātou katoa.
In due time, we would see the benefits for all of us.
Kia hau nei, koira te ngako o ngā whakaaro o ōku tūpuna I whawhai I ngā pakanga.
I believe that was the reason our ancestors went to the war.
Mai te noho tahi, kōrero tahi, te hīkoi tahi, ka puawai a Rotorua mo te painga o te katoa, tātou, tātou.
From being together, discussion together, and walking together, Rotorua will prosper for the benefit of us all.
I te mutunga o te rā, kia kore tātou e wareware I a rātou.
At the end of the day, we must not forget them.
Kia kore tātou e wareware hoki I o mātou maunga.
So that we will never forget our mountains.
Awa.
Our rivers.
Marae.
Our marae.
Hapu.
Our hapu.
Me o mātou whenua.
And our lands.
Ka are mātou ka haere ki wāhi kē.
We will not be going anywhere.
Ko tēnei tō mātou kāinga.
This is our home.
Tō mātou whenua ki te tiaki mō ake tonu atu.
And this is our land for us to look after forever and ever.
Whatu ngaro ngaro te tangata, toi tū te whenua.
As man will perish, the land remains forever.
He kaka noa ho, I rui amai, I rangi a te a. And I will never be lost, I am a seed, born of greatness, descended from a line of chiefs, he kaka noa. Nō reira, kia koutou kua whai wā, ā ki te whakarongo kia hau, me ki te manea, kei mui a koutou, kei te mihi, tēnā koutou katoa.
I thank you for listening to me today. Greetings to you all.
And thank you, Patrick, for helping. We've got time for questions. Thank you, Councillor Kent. Councillor Stewart, if we get time.
Thank you, Dorothy, for a very heartfelt submission, and I hear what you say. I have a major question mark, and that is, we had a Te Ōara Standing Committee that was advising this council and operated, I understand, very well for a number of years. What, in your view, is why that no longer applies or why that failed?
Partly, if we go back to the 1800s, Ngāti Whakaue had one of three seats on the then council. Coming forward, we then had task. In my view, we had people that sat apart from, and it's partly what we want now, but on their own, and while they got to share their views, at times they weren't listened to, and I think the rotuma, which is why we're all here, is the prime reason of seeing sometimes while, and my understanding is while task voiced their concerns, they were not listened to, really. I also think that it's like for far too long, Te Arawa have been allowed to window shop. I think it's now time that we all sit around the table, as I've previously said, together and talk to each other, listen to each other to find a better pathway forward.
And that is the time, and I've been very fair to everybody else. There's only 17 here.
Can I just say one more thing in closing? My understanding is that from Māori land alone, we pay 40% of rates. That doesn't include those rates that are in general title. So in terms of just another thought, perhaps then we might like to have, and my suggestion one day is Te Arawa would have that percentage of seats for the rates that we pay. Nō reira, rini tērā, kei te mihi atu anō au ki a koutou katoa.
Thank you, and thank you for coming. We have got time now for Eugene. If Eugene is in the room, he's not here. Geoffrey Brennan has very kindly offered to come to the seat, which is perfect timing. Thank you, Geoffrey. That's very flexible for us. So we're now looking at submission 655 on page 81. Thank you for that, Geoffrey.
Morena. My name's Geoff Brennan. You may detect a slight accent. I chose to live in New Zealand about 50 years ago, and I chose to live in Rotorua more than 12 years ago. I've been involved in community organisations in various locations throughout New Zealand in that intervening time. First of all, I'd like to say that my original submission was based on the perception of unfairness which the proposal would generate and how that might reflect on both Te Arawa and the RDC. It's obvious from the magnitude of the response to this proposal that there is a realisation that, this was not the right answer. I do not support any of the Te Arawa partnership proposals put forward through Council. I believe that giving representation and or voting rights to any one group to the exclusion of others is undemocratic. Even with the best of intentions, there's the potential for it all to go horribly wrong. That is not to say that I do not support any partnership between Māori and the Council. It's quite obvious that the past attempts at influencing Council's decision has left Te Arawa feeling shortchanged. It may be that they were perceived by councillors as not having a true mandate. It is also obvious that Te Arawa and all other local Māori have a lot to offer, both as elected councillors. Both as elected councillors. I beg your pardon. It's obvious that Te Arawa and all other local Māori have a lot to offer, both as elected councillors and as advisers to council. And it is incumbent upon Rotorua people and the council to tap into this. The democratic governance model put forward by the Rotorua Democratic Pro-Democratic Society has considerable merit in that it allows advisory input from outside of council in a manner that will accommodate all interest parties. Given their past experiences, Te Arawa may be somewhat sceptical of this proposal. However, I'm sure that it can form the basis of the way forward. Democracy has stood the test of time. It has been fought for by our ancestors for centuries. Don't give it away. Thank you.
And we've got time for questions. Well, I'll just ask one question. Do you understand how that model was developed that is in that proposal, the model from the Pro-Democracy Society? How was that developed that you feel more comfortable with?
I'm not sure. I didn't have any input or whatever, and I'm not a member of the Pro-Democracy Society. Looking at it, it appears to give equal opportunities for anyone outside of council to have some form of input. And in that respect, it appears to be quite fair. I'm not sure whether that answers your question.
It does. Any further questions? No? Well, thank you for coming. That's
Thank you.
Eugene in the room? No, he's not. Well, it is morning tea time by the schedule, so we'll break now for morning tea and we'll reconvene at 10:50. Seems a lot. What about 10:45? Because it gives us a bit more wriggle room, really. You happy about that? Yeah. Thank you.